Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Japanese Aircraft Carrier Hiyo. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, where we delve deep into fascinating topics right from Wikipedia's digital troves. I'm Alloy, and today we'll be exploring the history, significance, and eventual fate of the Japanese aircraft carrier Hiyo. Buckle up, because this journey takes us across the stormy seas of World War II into battles fought fiercely above and below the waves. Hiyo was a vital carrier in the Imperial Japanese Navy, and its story is one of transformation, service, and eventual destruction in the maelstrom of war. Originally laid down as a passenger liner in 1939, the ship was converted into an aircraft carrier following the outbreak of World War II. This shift from peacetime luxury to wartime necessity is a testament to how global conflict can accelerate changes in technology and ideology. The conversion process itself is fascinating. Imagine a vessel designed for comfort, morphing into a fortress of steel, with sleek planes poised to launch into battle. It's a stark reminder of how war shapes industry and technology. Hiyo was launched in 1941 and commissioned into service in 1942. As we delve deeper, let's think about what it took to make such a drastic transformation. How many engineers and workers were involved? What kind of structural changes were necessary to support aircraft operations? While these questions paint a vivid picture of wartime ingenuity, they also prompt us to reflect on the costs, both human and material, of such rapid militarization. During the early years of its service, Hiyo was part of the carrier task force that aimed to crush adversaries with a blend of air power and seaborne might. Its participation in battles and strategic maneuvers underscores the tactical shifts that occurred during World War II. Aircraft carriers like Hiyo came to embody the concept of power projection, a mobile base capable of delivering destruction from afar. However, this also made them prime targets. One significant engagement involving Hiyo was the Battle of the Philippine Sea in June 1944, famously dubbed the Great Mariana's Turkey Shoot. Because of the disastrous losses suffered by the Japanese air fleet, Hiyo sustained damage during this battle, a harbinger of its eventual fate. It's worth pondering the duality of such innovation, the marvel of engineering that aircraft carriers represent, and the devastating force they unleash. As we journey through Hiyo's history, try to imagine the different perspectives, the pride of the engineers who built it, the hope of the crew on board, and the fear struck into the hearts of its targets. Another pivotal moment in Hiyo's service was when it was deployed to northern Japan to counter an anticipated raid on the Kuril Islands. Although this raid never materialized, the incident shows the constant state of readiness and the strategic moves dictated by wartime intelligence, or sometimes the lack thereof. And now, a sobering thought. Hiyo met its end on June 20, 1944, during the Battle of the Philippine Sea. A submarine strike and subsequent explosions led to its sinking, taking many crew members down with it. The tragic sinking serves as a stark reminder of the perils faced by those who serve at sea and the fragility of even the mightiest warships in the theater of war. To bring these events closer to home, think about the advances in technology we witness today, especially in maritime and aeronautical engineering. We often marvel at the latest advancements without considering their origins in past conflicts. Imagine the expertise and bravery it took to operate a vessel like Hiyo, launching planes into the sky amid the chaos of battle. Realizing how history shapes technological progress adds layers of depth to our appreciation of modern innovations. Let's pause and ask ourselves, how do we balance the development of technology with the ethical considerations of its use? The story of Hiyo is more than a tale of a ship. It's a contemplation on the intersection of human ingenuity and the instinct for survival on the larger canvas of world history. Hiyo's story might have ended in the depths of the Pacific, but its legacy swims on in the annals of naval warfare. Its existence reminds us of the costs of conflict and the ceaseless march of progress, often spurred by the dire circumstances of war. As we conclude this episode, I invite you to ponder the transformation from peaceful purposes to wartime exigencies through Hiyo's journey. How do we view technological advancements today, knowing their roots often lie in the darkest times? Have we learned enough from history to ensure that our innovations serve the common good, rather than lead us into conflict? I hope this exploration of the Japanese aircraft carrier Hiyo has not only informed you, but also inspired you to delve deeper into the fascinating interplay of technology, ethics, and history. If this topic intrigued you, I encourage you to explore more about naval warfare, the Imperial Japanese Navy, and the broader context of World War II. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. It's been a pleasure taking you through the life and legacy of Hiyo. Stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, keep exploring the vast ocean of knowledge that surrounds us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Japanese aircraft carrier Hiyo. Thanks for listening. See you next time.